here's a story from The World.
The evolution of dolls in this country. Going backwards in time, you got your Groovy Girls, then American Girl, Cabbage Patch Kids, and then all the way back to the 1950s.
Barbie's small and so petite, her clothes and figure look so neat.
Clothes and figure look so neat. Modern-day dolls are no longer confined to the rigid looks of Barbie 70 years ago. Today, dolls reflect different races, gender expressions, and professions. The inclusivity in the doll world is only growing wider. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
2 years ago, when a little girl named Lulabelle was born at a hospital near London, doctors knew something was wrong. Here's her mom, Sam Butler.
So my daughter was born with heart problems. So she had open heart surgery at 14 weeks old.
That open heart surgery left little Lulabelle with a scar down her chest. Her mom, Sam, said her daughter, now a toddler, had a checkup at the doctor's office in January.
And she found it so hard and was crying and was really uncomfortable. And it was after that I was like, I need to find her something that she can take with her next time.
Next time, Sam thought, maybe Lulabelle could take a doll that also had a scar on its chest, so she'd feel less alone and less different. But finding such a doll wasn't easy. Until Sam found out about Victoria Band.
I want to make something that will make a difference.
Victoria is a UK mom behind the doll business called Special Friends. She hand-makes dolls who have scars, cleft lips, oxygen tanks, or anything else that matches what a child has.
My eldest son is actually deaf in both ears. And he even said, you know, if there was something like that when he was younger, when he was getting his hearing aids, it would have probably, like, helped massively.
Victoria's handmade dolls have since helped hundreds of kids, like Jamie, a little girl who received her own doll this spring. Her mom, Cheryl, captured the moment on video.
Who's that?
The doll.
Is that your baby?
Yeah.
And what has she got, Jamie?
Jamie points out the scar and glasses the doll has, same as her own. And?
A hearing aid!
You got a hearing aid? Is that just like you?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
Yeah. I like her a lot and I will take care of her.
The same scene played out in Sam Butler's home when her daughter, Lulabelle, got her own doll in the mail.
She got it and she was like, Mommy, scar, 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 me, scar, me, scar. So she pulled up her top and she was matching scars with her baby and it was nice that she had something that could relate to her.
Special Friends has been up and running for less than a year. But Victoria has already sent dolls beyond the UK to Germany, the US, and Australia. She says seeing the reactions come in from around the world is priceless.
You know, you can't ask for much more than to see a child really happy. That's worth more than anything.
Victoria says the dolls can also be used as an educational tool to teach kids about medical equipment, surgeries, and conditions they may not know about, so no child feels alone or different in the first place. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.